The compromise version is in.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Lawmakers could have a final vote on the reconciled stimulus package as early as today. House and Senate leaders reached a deal worth $789 billion. Of course, we're going to hear a lot today about the stuff that made it into the bill, but let's talk about one item that was taken out. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
The provision would have protected federal employees from retaliation if they blow the whistle on fraud or abuse. Employees who Danielle Bryan of the Project on Government Oversight says would most likely be the first to spot wasteful spending of the stimulus money.
And what's really extraordinary is the Congress recognized the need for whistleblowers in protecting state and local employees from retaliation if they disclose misconduct, but not federal employees.
Those who wanted the protection out of the bill have concerns about classified information getting out. But Bryan says that's no reason to abandon the concept altogether.
Auditors, investigators, any formal analysis trying to find misconduct is never as successful as those whistleblowers who are on the inside who see it and want to do something about it.
The bill does call for a transparency website to be created that will allow people to see who's getting stimulus contracts. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
All right, one day the markets go one way, the next another. The Dow yesterday inched closer to that 8,000 level, rising about 50 points, less than a percent, to 79.39. NASDAQ and S&P shares had slight gains as well. But European markets are lower across the board at this hour. London by under a percent, Paris and Frankfurt between 1 and 2%, and Asian markets for the most part closed lower. The Nikkei shed 3%. Part of that was electronics giant Pioneer announcing 10,000 job cuts. It's shutting down two plants, one in Southern California and another in Britain. The company says it's also getting out of the plasma television business. Business has been on the decline for those flat panels for years now, and even one of their staples, car audio, has taken a big hit. Pioneer is projecting a net loss of $1.4 billion for the current fiscal year. We're set to hear this morning from the Federal Trade Commission and their efforts to rein in, or at least come out with guidelines for, online marketing. The commission has been targeting growing concerns about consumer privacy, Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports.
Online marketing has grown into more than a $20 billion a year industry, but the regulations governing what that industry does with all the personal information it collects from web browsers are virtually non-existent. Today's voluntary guidelines are the Federal Trade Commission's attempt to catch up. But Jeffrey Chester with the consumer advocacy group Center for Digital Democracy says industry self-regulation won't work.
You cannot trust the industry, whose job, after all, it is to increase revenues from online advertising, to do a job protecting and policing our privacy.
Chester says look no further than the crisis on Wall Street. The online advertising industry disagrees. It says self-regulation both protects consumers and allows marketers to provide relevant advertising, something that's increasingly important to keep companies in business during a recession. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Cessna, the makers of so many of those corporate jets, has a new marketing campaign to get scared CEOs back in their realm. The company says, quote, "Timidity didn't get you this far. True visionaries will continue to fly." New ads target those executives who have stopped using private jets after being lambasted for their use of them after receiving government funds. Cessna says support needs to be given to businesses that have the good judgment and courage to use corporate jets as a way to help turn the economy around. By the way, Cessna will lay off 4,600 workers, or about 15% of their workforce, by the end of March.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves. American Public Media presents Repossessing Virtue. Engage with wise voices on the economic downturn from moral and ethical perspectives at speakingoffaith.org.
This economic fallout is affecting even the hardiest of investors. Yesterday, they pushed the price of gold, that safest of safe havens, up to the highest numbers since July. An ounce is back down now. It's worth about $935 after rising high yesterday. The price of gold has been on the rise, again, for the past several years, and that's reviving interest in the Old West's historic gold field. But in Colorado, not everyone's happy about that. Megan Verley reports.
At the old Molly Kathleen Gold Mine, 100 miles southwest of Denver, a guide orients a group of tourists getting ready to board an elevator for a trip deep under the earth.
To kind of give you an idea how far you're going to go down, you can see the city of Cripple Creek there. That's not quite halfway. You're going to go about 600 feet below Cripple Creek.
Yep. 20 years ago, Cripple Creek was practically a ghost town. But today, this little city of 1,400 has struck it rich, with a couple of casinos and a boom in tourists attracted to the area's history. Mayor Dan Bader takes pride in attractions like the town's new history museum, which welcomed more than 64,000 people last year.
We've spent a lot of money to make sure that everybody keeps what was there from the 1890s intact.
But now a present-day gold mine threatens to disrupt the town's yesteryear charm. A nearby open pit mine called the Cripple Creek Invictor is Colorado's largest, and with the price of gold booming, it wants to expand. But in town, people like candy store owner Lou Goldman worry a bigger mine could drive away tourists.
Cripple Creek's a special place, and there's a lot of history behind it. If it hurts the tourism that much, then Cripple Creek will disappear.
This clash between preservation and the extraction industry is common in the West. Proponents of mining point to its potential economic benefits. Its jobs often pay better than the service sectors, and it's a business that's growing. At the same time, the economic downturn is keeping more tourists at home. At the Cripple Creek Invictor open pit mine, massive machines chew down through the tunnels of historic mines to get at what gold is left. Spokesperson Jane Mannon says townspeople objecting to the mine should remember their history.
I can't imagine what it was like when there were 400 underground mines going and coal fired. You know, I mean, it was a noisy place historically as well.
I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.
Hey, we're online. Check out the numbers, podcasts, and of course the thoughts of our new online host and blogger, Scott Jagow at Marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.